Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from an amazing comedy club called Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Always have a good time here at Good Nights. It's Saturday, February 16th. Did you guys have time this week to make Valentine's and name tags? Let me see what you got, Raleigh. Show me Durham 2, fucking Chapel Hill. I don't care. If you brought a name tag, you're a person. Seats in the front row and don't bother with the name tag thing. You're on it for tickets, and then the rest of it, whatever. Let's not worry about it. But, so many good ones. 8 Dirty Heads in a Duffel Bag. Is that a reference to one of my favorite bands, Dirty Heads? Yeah, awesome. No, I assumed you liked them too. And you got a red, gold, green shirt on. Love those guys. All right. Live Bree or Die Hard. Very good. This one, this Biloxi Blues one, what is it?
Bill.
Bill Loxy Blues. Did you put an extra L in or just, yeah, okay. And then this is one I saw on the internet around the world in Katie Days. And then at the bottom it says in big letters, "It's my first time." I know one guy on the panel would have picked you if you said, "I've never done it." That was a joke about perverts. All right, lots of great ones. Oh my God, what is that lamb head back there, or whatever, that sheep, or what is that?
Llama.
It's what?
Llama.
Mama? Llama. I just got a great show idea. That's my llama. Well, good job. What does it say on there?
Llama made by your name.
Llama made by your name?
My last name is Llama.
Your last name is Llama. All right, well, we all have a cross to bear. luck to you, llama lady. Good luck to you, Miss Llama. Doug plugs, Thursday, February 26th, Doug Loves Movies is back at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Tampa, Florida on February 28th. Bring your name tags and we will play Last Man Standing for cash and prizes, or at least prizes. For all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. I mean, that was perfection, you guys. You really nailed it. I got a prize bag. It says Video Vortex on it, which of course is the video store that is right there in the bar lobby area of the Alamo Drafthouse here in Raleigh. I really enjoyed my time there this afternoon at the Alamo Drafthouse and recommend it highly. In the bag, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a wallet caddy so you can hide joints in what looks like a stack of credit cards. You won't be able to carry your actual credit cards, but you know, at least you'll have some joints in your wallet. Some little joints. A Doug Loves Movies sticker, a Stroop waffle that they gave me on the plane. Leslie David Baker, who plays Stanley on The Office, was on the first flight from LA to Houston to get here to Raleigh. And when they passed these out, I thought, oh my God, Stanley probably fucking loves Stroop waffles. I don't know how Leslie feels about him, but I know Stanley probably really lit up when he saw that Stroop waffle coming his way. I don't know if they give those in first or not. He was in first class. And the last show I did was in Sacramento, so of course I stole from the hotel room a beautiful book called Sacramento, America's Farm to Fork Capital. So all of that, plus the stuff brought by my guests, three hilarious dudes that just happened to be right here in Raleigh. Please give it up for Justin Thompson, Dave Siegel, and Mark Normand! There they are, all bearing gifts. Well, I put the, you know, I have those stools put out so you guys could have some cocktails during the show, and you all are drinking water.
That's
straight.
Thank
goodness you're all super high. Let's meet them individually, starting with first time guest Dave Siegel, everybody.
Thanks, Doug.
New York comedy phenom, performing here all weekend at Good Nights. His Twitter is Stand Up Dave.
Stand Up Comedy, that's where I got that.
Because you're a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
So you always Stand Up Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if somebody's like, how can I find that guy Dave? Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just type the word stand up.
And I'm the only Dave that does it.
You're the only Dave in stand up. Sorry, Dave Attell. There's a new Dave in town.
Well, as everyone knows, Attell's Twitter handle is StandUpDave2.
It is not. It is not. But anyway, I always recommend to people that they start with their own name and then put something at the end of the Twitter handle. Because then when somebody types your name into a search engine, it'll come up quicker.
Fuck.
But for now, he's Stand Up Dave, so look for him there. How do you think you're going to do today against these two trivia titans who have been on the show before?
I was nervous, and then talking to these guys in the green room, I'm much more confident now.
Perfect. And also here today, joining us once again, is Justin Thompson. Hey. JT.
Yo,
how's it going, JT?
I'm good, man. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Well, I appreciate you driving. I'm very happy that you drove all the way from Atlanta, where you, of course, are a comedy phenom. And it takes about 6 hours?
It did.
All right. That explains why no one comes to my Atlanta shows that are from Raleigh. Everyone, you just sit here and wait for me to come back here. You're like, I'll be able to use this llama poster someday. He'll roll back through town.
I don't think it's fair that Dave gets to look like an independent filmmaking director. That feels like
an advantage. Dave likes to cosplay as Steven Soderbergh.
Yeah. How was Sundance?
Visual jokes for a podcast.
Wait, but did I say I said Dave, didn't I? I meant Justin.
Oh, well, we're all Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Justin's more Spielberg-y. He's got a Spielberg-y vibe.
Yes, yes. Not a Harvey.
All right, all right.
I don't know. He raped people.
Hashtag me.
We didn't do anything. I just brought it up. Sorry, Doug.
That's all right. I was going to say hashtag me, no. And that gentleman goes by the name Mark Norman, everybody.
Hey, comedy. Good to be here. Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
I apologize for calling you a gentleman. I don't know. Something came over me. Headlining here tonight, two shows. Who's coming back to see Mark tonight?
Oh, hey, all right. Late show, tickets available.
I was confident some of them would be coming back. I would have been sad if nobody applauded.
Yes, same here.
The podcast you do, of course, is called Tuesdays with Stories.
Oh, yeah. All right, we got a trickle. I'll take it.
I mean, stand-up, podcasting, what can't you do, Mark?
Get an erection. No, I'm hard now.
Erection.
Joking. Me, no.
What do you got for the prize bag, Mark?
Oh, all right. Well, you know, I don't live here, so I had to get pretty creative. So I ransacked the hotel I'm staying at. I'm at a DoubleTree, so I got a hotel towel clean. And I got about 6 soaps, 8 lotions, 4 shampoos, 3 conditioners, and a bag of chips. But I forgot. Oh, and a Diet Coke, but I forgot to get the cookie. They give you a free cookie. But if you come by my hotel later, I'm in room 601. I'll give you a cookie.
I can't believe, though, that I actually get to say that if you win today, what you're going to get from Mark is all that and a bag of chips.
Yeah! Nice.
I've never been able to use that expression in the wild.
I like it.
In the wild.
That's the blackest thing you've ever done. Except for get high before a show.
Oh.
I'm a comedian.
All right. But great job. I also like that you name-checked the hotel you stole that shit from.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Justin?
All right, man. Well, I brought some goodies that I definitely wasn't just trying to get rid of, so we'll see what we got in here. I've got Falling Down on DVD.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. We got some fans. Nice. What else?
Why was everybody so excited about that?
That's a classic.
I don't know if we have any sports fans in here, but I got NCAA football 2012.
Yeah. All right. What else you got in there? An 8-track?
VHS tapes, actually.
Ah, all right.
You got a Canicle social dance series. You got a 3-part. I say make a weekend of it. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Learn some moves.
But that's a 4-part series.
All right, sure. Whatever you say. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm almost done. I got a dice game pocket Farkle.
What?
Pocket
In case
Farkle.
You want to get your Farkle on, you know.
It's a game of guts and luck.
What is that right. Like? Is it like a Yahtzee?
Yes.
Wow, I can't believe that they could just stick 6 little dice in a can and then sell it to somebody.
That's literally
just
what it is.
Throw the word Farkle on it.
Well, Is that a Farkle in your pocket? Or are you happy to see me? All right. And I brought a t-shirt. It's for a show I do called Drop a Video. It's got a pink cassette tape and a hyena on it. My friend did it.
Oh, that's
and
lovely.
And it's a medium. If you need another size, talk to me after the show.
Oh, you got more sizes available.
Yeah.
Because normally when we bring shirts to this show, like my Doug Loves Movie shirt, it's one size fits whoever you know that it fits. But you're going that extra mile and you have backup. Whatever size you are, winner. But also, you could just pick somebody to play for that's... Oh, did I give away that I think you're going to win?
Oh, come on! We're right here.
I'll take them.
All right. What do you got for us, Dave?
All right, so when, once you asked me to be on the show, I was so excited. I was listening to the back episodes, and what's the game that we were name movies in the order of the alphabet? What's that one called?
ABCD's Nuts.
So... Abba Zabba Bar.
Oh!
Because it's the candy bar that goes from A to Z. Huh? And because we're in Tobacco Road, candy cigarettes.
Nice.
For anyone, maybe you have kids, you want to get them started early.
Dave, you're lucky you didn't get pulled over. They'd think you were a pedophile.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that because I also have these wax bottle thingies.
All right, Jared Fogle.
And finally, a VHS copy of Free Willy 2. And the interesting thing about this is I open this up and there's a little promotional card inside for a charity where you could donate to the welfare of Kiko, the whale that played Willy masterfully, in my opinion, overcoming all the typecasting of playing a whale. And just so you know, don't donate to that because that whale is long dead.
Long gone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, VHS. That's it.
All right, I'm kind of shocked that these little soda bottles that are wax and you bite the end off and you suck the soda out.
Yeah.
What's that? What is that name? What's it called?
I think you just nailed it.
How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'll spell it for you guys.
I'll say it.
It's go ahead, Mark.
He'll say it.
Nickel nip. Is that right?
Spell it.
N-I-K-L-N-I-P.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
nickel
you go.
Nip.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with trying to say that fast.
Nickel nip, please.
I just...
Now you're onto it. Now you guys got it.
Oh, I guess because he used to say a nip of alcohol, like just a little sip is a nip.
Oh.
That's where that came from.
It's not an Asian.
No.
Got it. I see.
I was SJWing all over this product. Turns out it's just old-fashioned and stupid. All of that is in the prize bag. Somebody's going to win all of that today. But before we get to that, you know I have a question for everybody.
Uh-oh.
And I'll start with you, Mark.
Oh, no.
Do you not know the question?
I think I do. Now I'm trying to think of what it was.
Well, let's go to Justin. We'll come back to you. Justin, tell us about the first time you made love.
Yeah. I was 16 years old. I was on an old dirt road in the middle of nowhere, South Carolina, which is, you know, the Florida of the Carolinas.
Didn't you tell me that happened just outside Nickel Nip, Carolina?
That's right, exactly.
What was the last movie you saw?
I hadn't made it to the cinema in a while. Last one I saw was Aquaman.
Sorry.
You know, I know I look like I have a lot of opinions on DC comic book movies. And I do. I think they're all good, honestly. And this one, same. You know, people are tightening up about it, but fantastic. I love that every line Jason Momoa delivers, it just looked like it was the first take they got. And I'm like, that's the best we're going to get. Keep shooting, you know.
No one's watching his mouth. or listening to it. I thought he was good. I liked him.
I love beach fights.
Yeah.
Nobody will top Karate Kid when it comes to beach fights.
Fair enough.
Thank you both.
Well, you know, they're paying homage, so.
But so you saw that movie in the cinema and then have not taken any time to watch a film in any other format?
Oh, I did watch The Grey recently. So
oh, classic.
Up, you know, wanting to root for some wolves.
Oh, so you're still supporting Liam Neeson.
No, I'm just saying I'm rooting for the wolves the whole time. They're not the bad guy in that movie.
The wolves don't make money from the film.
It's so weird that in the Taken movies, he doesn't list racism as one of his certain set of skills.
Direct got a certain set of skills, like murdering black people.
It's too bad.
That's the thing he said, you guys. I didn't. Not he didn't say people. He just wanted to kill one person. I still don't understand why any of that story came out.
Yeah.
I don't know what he thought would help.
Right.
Well, it'd be nice. That would help.
It'd be nice if he bumped into a Virginia governor.
Yeah, people don't come to Doug Loves Movies for the politics.
All right.
That is clear. What was the last movie you saw, Mark?
I watched the Sam Cooke documentary on Netflix. It's pretty good.
Who plays Sam Cooke in it?
Some black guy.
It's a lot of archival footage of him.
Yeah. He was a cool dude.
And it tells you his whole story, because I don't know much of his story, I don't think. I just know that I've heard some of his songs.
He got famous. He had to get mainstream, but he wanted to be more himself. But then he got all activist-y, and then he got killed.
And then they made the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Yep. And they sang one of his songs in that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
You know, I love movies.
Yeah. Sorry, I brought it down.
No, that's a good recommendation, though. I mean, yeah. I want to watch that.
It's fun.
It sounds good.
It's better than Thor.
Wait, which Thor?
Ragnarok was pretty good.
I liked Ragnarok a lot.
Yeah.
That's my far and away favorite Thor movie.
Yeah.
The other Thor movies, not so much. He was my least favorite of the Avengers until Ragnarok.
Remember Thor in Adventures in Babysitting?
That was probably the second best Thor movie. Yeah.
That's true.
All right. What was the last movie you saw, Dave?
I heard they were making another sequel to it, so I wanted to revisit the original Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And yeah, I was reading about it. And for the new one, apparently they have both their stars attached to it, Alex Winter and the other guy.
Stars is a leap.
I forgot the other one's name. But I was re-watching the first one, and it was like my favorite movie when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And now I was just wondering why Abraham Lincoln and Sigmund Freud would not, like, Sigmund Freud wouldn't recognize Abraham Lincoln and acknowledge him and maybe say something, and they just pretended like they didn't know each other, and it's a giant plot hole in an otherwise realistic film.
I'd go back and look into that, but I'd have more fun just watching the one where they die, or where they might go to hell. I like that one better than the
Really? Do you like the second one better?
I did, because I thought, you know, it's just fun that they might go to hell. Did they at the end? I don't think they did.
I think
the wild stallions prevailed.
If they're Jewish, they did.
That's a good point, Dave Siegel.
Jews don't go. You don't have a hell.
Right, but everyone else thinks we do, so.
Well, you killed Jesus.
Yeah.
But isn't it going to be like the latest Dumb and Dumber where you're like, hey, you know what? This is fun when they're in their 20s playing teenagers, but now they're 40 something.
Right.
Well, like, it depends how they do it, I think. They could pull
that's
it off.
That's right, Dave. It depends on how they do it.
It's
all
like
this
anal.
Speculation is worthless. Right. They're going to either do it right or they're going to do it wrong, and we have to wait and see.
What's it called?
I like that plan.
Do they have a name?
Does it have a name?
Does anybody know it?
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Face the Music.
Ah, it's like Julia McCullough.
I'd be so happy if one guy in the audience just decided to make up a title.
That's pretty good.
He really doesn't like that very much, so they face the music. I mean, how is that? I mean, they almost went to hell in the last one. How's what music are they facing?
They're going to perform on The Voice.
Bill and Ted's Christmas Vacation.
It's funny you say that those guys are going to be on The Voice, because when I see their movie, I'm going to try to turn my chair around. I love Keanu. He's a big fan of me and the show. So, I hope they do a good job. I'm more excited about John Wick 3.
Whoa!
And his dog better live. That's all I'm saying. I hope they don't go back to that well. All right, you guys know what's coming next. Got lots of good name tags today, you guys.
Oh,
so it's not going to be easy for you. Let the games begin!
Oh, yeah. Wow. I like it.
Yeah, gentlemen, there's a lot of choices. There's also a lot of people shining flashlights
All
onto
right.
their name
Thanks,
tags.
Guys. Good movie. Good movie.
But you guys can please go into good. The crowd.
Like walk.
And walk around. Yeah, this is your first time, Dave. Just go out there and really give everybody a chance. And since it takes a few minutes sometimes, we're going to go to a commercial break.
Who's got donuts?
We'll be right back.
Hey, no sponsors this ep, so I'll throw some more road gigs at you. After my Tampa show on February 28th, the next day, March 1 through 10, I'll be on back-to-back cruises out of Tampa. The 311 cruise, followed by the Trailer Park Boys cruise. Those are going to be super fun. I hope to see some of you at sea. And then also in March, I'll be at South by Southwest. Definitely doing a Doug Loves Movies taping or two. The details should emerge, and if you're in the Austin area, I think I'm going to put together a guest list of super fans that can't get in because they don't have a festival badge, but they just want to come see my one show that's part of the festival. So look for that on Twitter or on this show. More details soon. Deets, as I like to call them. And finally, there's a new Helium Comedy Club, which I'm sure is also a gas, like all the others, in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'll be there March 23rd and 24th doing stand-up and Doug Loves Movies. You know how to find tickets. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. We did it. Saw lots of big name tags out there, but these guys went with the more compact ones. We'll see how they did. I saw this one, loved it. I saw it on the internet today.
Yeah.
Go ahead and show everybody there, Mark.
It's a re-shower. Pretty good. Another Hollywood whitewashing. But
Yeah, finally the Rush Hour movie has two white guys in it.
Exactly. You got a bond
kind of
there.
In there.
Yeah, so there we are, you and me co-starring in Rish Hour. And Rish is your last name?
No, it's my first name.
Your first name is Rish? Have we had this conversation before?
Yes.
I think we have. I get confused by it every time. What's your Twitter handle?
Bucknunga.
Yeah, see, that's Bucknunga.
Bucknunga.
And your name is Rish.
That's worse than Nickel Nip.
I mean, what the hell? But anyway, good job, Rish. Justin?
I got Aaron Plane.
I like it.
That is nice.
Yeah, I honestly panicked, but I'm pretty happy with the choice.
Don't call me Shirley. That's good.
Aaron Plane, okay. And then what do you have?
So I'm going with the psychic fan over there who had Thor on here for Davengers.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, Thor's going to be on Avengers stuff.
Yeah. But he didn't know we were going to talk specifically about Thor.
He always comes up.
Right. He always gets me up.
One way or the other. I think of him every time I'm hammered.
Yes! I love a good pun. I guess that's a pun.
I don't know what that was.
I like my pads with wings. Doesn't he have wings?
His hat, his helmet does.
His helmet's got a wing. Yeah. All right. Who am I thinking of? The X-Men with a wing. Archangel.
Archangel, yes.
Shit, sorry.
That guy. There's too many X-Men.
Yeah.
Not enough of them are women. Could I please have a dear good nights in Raleigh? May I please have another Tito's and soda? You guys all good with your fucking water?
No, actually, I was going to add something to that, Doug.
Hey,
can I get a Stoli Rocks lime?
Ooh. Okay. Now we're talking.
Tito's soda sounds good. I'll do it.
All right. Another Tito's and soda.
Jeez, if you order another one, Bert Kreischer appears. A bottle of beer. Just okay, a light beer there. Yeah.
What are you? Are you a guy in a movie? Yeah. Just goes, give me a beer, and the bartender doesn't go, what fucking kind? They just turn around and grab any old beer and give it.
Yeah,
beer.
Whatever just says beer on it. But I don't want an IPA. I hate an IPA. Give me just a nice
light
beer.
But make it a good one.
Something in a bottle. What do you got there?
Well, I got this very heavy box of what I assume are donuts.
Oh, those are good-looking donuts.
Whoa! Goodness. Wow!
Those are really fancy-ass.
Holy hell!
The sides donuts. Of cream cheese.
They got two bagels in there, and I like that. Diversity.
Oh, is that why?
They're everything donuts.
Whoa! Everything donuts?
Oh, you're right. These are pubes.
Everything donuts.
I guess it's an everything donut, so you can't really complain if there's a pube on your everything donut.
That's true.
It's like people sit at home going, I hear them throwing donuts a lot on this show, but they sound like donuts that don't make that much of a mess. What can we do? I mean, these donuts are going to just be so gross if we throw them.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look at this one. This one's got like a goddamn Reese's cup on top of it.
Wow. Yeah, that's wild.
It's beautiful. I'm going to hit this white t-shirt with it. You ready? Ready? Do you want it? I don't like that attitude. I don't like a shrug and a sure. Look at this gorgeous donut. Do you want to throw one to somebody, Dave?
Has anyone ever said no to that question?
One diabetic did.
I bet you.
All right, I want to get someone in. Can I go as far as I can?
You can, but I feel bad about making a mess.
All right.
And don't hit the lights.
All right, we'll go right here. I'm going to go discus style. Ready?
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
Yeah!
like fucking Jordan and Pippin on that thing.
All right, here comes Justin.
You want the everything donut.
Everything donut.
All right, I see a hand there. I'm going to just do it granny style.
Oh, man. What a country we live in. Hand me a donut there, will ya? I got the gay one.
That one's going to taste like purple.
Going all the way back. Can I get one just to eat? Can I just eat one?
Yeah.
I'd like to just eat one.
Can you pass one to Mark just to eat? Mark wants to eat one.
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
A chocolatey if you have it. And it's got to be gluten-free. Thank you. Ooh, pecan.
Wow. Oh, he's eating it right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's not wasting any time.
Oh,
and here's your beer, dude.
I said a bottle.
This is like the Homer Simpson special.
I swear. They brought in a glass because they probably just found the worst beer.
One that was just
sitting around open.
It smells like R. Kelly. That's a urine joke. All right. This is living, huh?
So he likes to pee on people, but doesn't care so much for the cleanup part. He just goes around smelling like urine.
Well, I'm saying they peed in here.
Oh, he peed in there.
The staff. Yeah.
Now I get it. I thought you just said it smells like R. Kelly. Like, you know how he smells.
It's over.
I know. Ooh is right. All right, this first game we're going to play. That's what we're supposed to do now, right? Oh, a new rule for the listeners and for you guys here in attendance. If somebody doesn't write a shithead on the back of their name tag, I'm just going to throw one in there that I thought of and not say who where they all came from.
Uh-oh. What
is that? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People keep forgetting to do it. You got one, Mark.
Thank you.
But Aaron didn't put one on his.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm down with it. It's just a swastika. But crazy. Rishi, huh? Come on, Dave's right here.
I think that was one of those meant for me.
All right. The first game we're going to play today...
I had nothing.
This is one of your favorites, Mark, if not your absolute favorite. Live, die, repeat.
Refresh me.
I'm going to... You love this game. I'm going to say the name of a movie. First person to say it back is the winner.
Wait, what? I just say it back?
This is the same reaction you had the last time we played it.
Oh, man. Sorry.
I just say the title of a movie, slowly, and then the first one of you on stage, no one in the audience help, please, the first person on stage who repeats the title back fully and correctly is the winner of this game. There's no more words I can use to help you understand.
You just repeat it? I'm confused.
There's no other wrinkles. Let's just repeat it back.
So it's just a speed thing.
Oh, yeah, you want to do it fast.
Anyone? All right.
The...
Do we get multiple guesses?
Yeah, guess as often as you like.
All right.
I should have said that.
Okay.
The Incredibles.
That's the end of the rules. No, not The Incredibles.
Daddy Daycare.
That doesn't even begin with the.
The Siege.
Yeah, think of the shortest titles you can, because that makes for a really fun game. Without me just going, The Siege, and everyone else going, it's The Siege!
All right, here we go. The assassination.
The assassination of Jesse James by the coward Joe Kornblatt.
See, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. Do not mutter the answers, you guys. Or the answer, I should say.
Saving Private Ryan.
The assassination of Jesse James by the...
Outlaw Josie Wales.
The assassination
of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford?
That's right!
Such a long title.
Yeah.
Man.
I've done it with some long titles that nobody's ever heard of, and that gets really, really difficult. But that, of course, you've heard of because... Because
Dave said it earlier.
No, it got some, like, Academy Award nominations and stuff. Yeah.
Who's in it?
Casey Affleck and...
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, good-looking group.
Sounds like a handsome movie. Bet there'll be some pretty ladies in there, too. Those two guys standing around.
Probably.
I don't know. I could never. It was boring, right?
It was long. I liked it.
You liked it, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love when somebody says it was long first, and then that they liked it.
I think when I wouldn't blame someone for saying it was boring.
Right.
I could see that.
Okay, good. We're still friends. And let's play the game that you mentioned earlier, ABCD's Nuts! Just a refresher, in case any of you don't know, we're going to spell something. You get a letter, and then you tell me the name of a movie that begins with that letter. If you match, you stay in the game. Not too hard to do. But, I mean, if you correctly say a movie, if you match me, then you win automatically. And today, he just passed away, so we're going to spell Albert Finney.
Oh,
the great Albert Finney. So Justin won that last game, so he's going to go first. We'll start with you. You get the letter A, and then Mark will get L, etc. Unless somebody fails to name any movie with that letter. But I think you guys are better than that. Justin, the first letter is A.
Apocalypse Now.
Great movie. Great answer. Speedy. Efficient.
Not what you wrote.
Not what I wrote. I should mention at this point that a theme will emerge. I went with a motion picture called Annie.
White or black?
Not Blanny, Annie.
All right. You gotta ask. Changes the theme.
Yep, the themes are always about race. All right, so Mark, the next letter is L.
I'll say Love Actually. Ooh. Which now the millennials have torn into pieces.
I went with Looker.
Looker,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, a movie called Looker. B is the next letter for Dave.
I'll go with the awesome film Biloxi Blues.
Oh, that's a double B.
Ooh. I went with Big Fish. Justin, the next letter is E.
Okay. That should be an easy one.
You just said a word that begins with E. That is also the first word in a lot of titles.
Easy A.
Yeah.
Easy what?
Easy A.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's a lot of movies that begin with the word easy, but...
It sounds like my ex.
Sounds
does
like
anybody even say that anymore? She's easy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think that's an expression anymore.
What do you say?
Loose.
She's... I was going to say, she seems nice.
Ah,
She looks charitable.
Yes. She's a giver.
But he's... There's a foreign movie that's come playing out all over the place now. It's coming out everywhere called Slut in a Good Way.
Oh.
Yeah, they take back the word slut.
That's redundant, that title.
Yes, I probably, yes. From a man's perspective, yes.
No, you can be a slut in a bad way.
What?
Well,
you Tell me about it.
I don't know. Stormy Daniels? Well, I'm just saying, you can, if your wife is cheating, she's a slut in a bad way.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe she just, you know, needed something.
Ooh.
Maybe, you know, maybe you weren't. Are we talking about you now?
No. No, I'm gay. I'm gay in a good way.
Again, redundant.
That I agree with.
All right, guys.
Albert Finney was gay.
What?
Yes.
Did it say that in any of his obits?
I wrote it in.
But you really, that's true?
I think he was.
I don't think he was.
He was either gay or British.
So hard to tell.
Hard to tell, yeah. It's like hipster or homeless. You never know, you know? All right, I'm joking. Love the hipsters.
Two shows tonight.
Second one, still tickets. First one sold out.
Okay, so far we got Annie, Looker, and Big Fish, and the next letter's E, and it's Justin, is it your turn?
Yeah.
He said Easy A.
Easy A.
Oh, okay. I went with Aaron Brockovich.
I see something.
Yeah, you know, that just ruined what I thought I had for this.
That thing. Helped.
No,
mine.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really one specific thing.
All right, T is T.
Wait, what about me?
Oh, my
yeah.
Bad.
What about Mark? Oh, you know what? I agree with you, Dave. Let's skip Mark. No, the next letter is R. And
oh,
it's
right,
Mark's turn.
Okay, excuse me.
But you will be T eventually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless Mark blows this. Can't think of a movie that begins with R.
Well, I have a couple in my noggin, but they don't match this theme you got cooking here. So I'll just go with it just to stay in it. I'll say Red Dawn.
Okay. I went with, I had to go kind of off theme, but it is still on theme ultimately. You'll see. It's exciting.
All right.
I went with Real Life.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
What indeed? The next letter is T for you there.
I think I have a legit stab at it here.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
This is exciting.
Say...
Let me get a drink so I can do a spit take on the crowd.
I'm going to say Terminator 2.
Not bad. Not bad.
Full title.
I really thought you figured it out.
Oh, full title! Full title!
What? I mean, it doesn't matter what the full title is. That isn't what I wrote down, but... But, you know, a lot of people liked calling it T2.
Uh-huh.
But other people just called it Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Ooh, so is he out?
No.
All right. Be out. I'm just curious.
So maybe not ask if I'm out.
Well, I'm just trying to feel out the rules here. I don't know the rules.
He's not out, but he's curious.
There we go. Yes. Good to have you back.
For tea, I went with Tom Jones.
Ah.
Oh, that's right. The next letter is F.
Finding Justin. Forrester.
Double up.
You're the man now, dog.
This one, you guys are gonna be like, the person went what earlier is gonna give me a double what. Give me a what. Forget me not Lane.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
I'd never heard of that. The next letter's I.
I think I got it here.
Okay. I think you don't.
Here we go. Inception?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that movie, especially the part where the soundtrack goes,
Jesus.
I went with I'll do anything.
Oh,
I'll do anything. Man. Yeah, that's not
sounds like
help
my ex again.
That's a slut in a good way.
It's true.
N is next for Dave.
Easy, Dave.
He's not going to say nickel nip.
Easy Dave. Is that a movie that I was going to suggest?
No, you got to watch the
Easy
end.
Dave was the sequel to Easy A.
Yeah. Yeah, no, nothing regarding the theme coming to mind. I'll say nothing but trouble.
Okay.
Mm. I know.
The game recently was all Bill Murray titles, and he's in nothing. Oh, no, nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
what was
different.
He in starting with
he
nothing?
He was in Nothing Lasts Forever. Is that what it was called?
No.
Anyway. I went with Night Must Fall.
Mm.
Yeah. But there's two N's in Finney. What's the next N?
Nothing Lasts Forever.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Sucker.
Well done. Nothing lasts forever. Just like my ex.
I couldn't find another movie that fits the theme, so I went with Night Must Fall again.
I was so fucking close.
E is the next letter.
Oh, does the count?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. I'll say... Exit wound.
I went with Aaron Brockovich again.
Ah, come on.
And then the last letter in Albert Finney, rest in peace, is a Y. And that brings us back to Dave. And I'm just going to tell you.
I have a guess.
I know. Oh. And I can't wait to hear it. But I just want to tell you that I'm completely off theme with this last one.
Ah.
Couldn't find a Y title that fit my theme. So what do you think it is?
I just rewatched this awesome movie called You Can Count on Me.
Mm. Is that it?
That is not it.
I think I got it.
What is that? Was that like the movie where we first saw Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah.
He's so good in that.
Yeah.
And Matthew Broderick and a lady. Yeah. Laura Linney?
Laura Linney.
Yeah.
And a Culkin.
Oh, kid. There's a Culkin in there?
Yeah, there's a Culkin.
I'll watch anything that's got a Culkin. I don't give a fuck which one it is. Those kids were great.
Yeah.
You gotta hit some the of Culkin. Them still are. What?
You got to hit the Culkin quota.
You just like the sound of that?
Yeah.
It's like alliteration, but if the letters of each word were different at the beginning. The Culkin quotient. That'd be a good, Culkin quotient would be good for, doesn't he have a podcast?
Cologne?
Does Home Alone have a podcast? I only refer to them by their movies they were in and not their actual first names. I saw Igby Goes Down the other day. Not the movie, the Culkin. All right, it was one of my go-to whenever it's the letter Y and I can't find something that matches the theme. I went with Yentl.
That's
just a fun Y title.
That, one. That was all you,
yeah,
Two-Face?
Yeah, it's a fun Y title. But all of the films, except for three.
Of the 11.
You come up with a theme, you hope it's going to work out, but Albert Finney did not make enough movies that begin with enough letters to get it done. Real Life was written and directed by and starring Albert Brooks, and I'll Do Anything was also featured Albert Brooks. So the theme is movies starring somebody named Albert.
Mm-hmm.
And Albert Finney was in every other one of those movies.
All right, good stuff.
Ah. And Tom Jones was like, that's the movie that made him famous, even though the name of the movie is also the name of a famous guy that movie is not about. No one says, "What's new, pussycat?" during the entirety of the movie Tom Jones.
Mm.
So therefore, I don't recommend it. Who wants a donut? Justin, you are entitled to throw one donut because you're still our leader today.
All right.
You're still winning the most.
Ooh, that's a creamy one.
Yeah, it's creamy. Wow. It's got an Oreo on top.
Oh.
So gentle. Wow. That was like witnessing a birth. It just came out into your hands.
Like the Lion King.
You hold it up.
Yes. Now circumcise it.
The thing was top heavy. Do it.
How is it? Is it good? You haven't eaten it yet. What are you waiting for? Breakfast?
That's solid.
What's in it?
I don't know. It's a lot of cream. A
lot of cream. So probably cream. I don't know what else is in it, but there's cream. I mean, I guess I should give a shout out to where the place these are from, but the logo on the front, I can't read it. Wake and Bake.
Wow.
But seriously, look at their logo, how faded, how you can't read it. Total stoner operation. But yeah, Wake and Bake. Good job, you guys. These are amazing donuts.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
Does everybody have time for one more game? Very excited about this. It's a game called Last Man Stanton. We play it at the end of most shows, and every once in a while I don't play it, but people will write to me on Twitter saying that I've got a great suggestion, and I got to hand it to the some of you here tonight, because I heard from quite a few of you, but I only had to pick a couple people. I've pre-selected two names.
Mm-hmm.
The first person I'm going to go to, if they suggest a name that we all agree is not enough to have a long, exciting, competitive Last Man Stand, we'll get another name from the audience, and we'll decide what to do from
there. I like it.
Yeah, I like to I like to keep it competitive and fun, and sometimes an audience member will just be like,
Tom Hulse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's three biggies, and then you're fucked.
Okay, let me guess what the three biggies are.
All right.
Tom Hulse?
Tom Hulse. Yeah, so the three biggies.
Killer actor.
Are Amadeus.
That's one. Won the Academy Award in 1980.
Parenthood.
Well, did it look like I was going to try to guess all three?
Was that going to be the one of your other two? Was it?
Yeah. Were you thinking Parenthood?
Yeah, we had the Black
Kid. Okay, Parenthood and National Lampoon's Animal House.
You got it. Those are the biggie three.
We did it together, Dave.
Cheers.
Can you think of another?
Tom Hulse movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in other movies. He was in that one with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm. True Lies?
Yeah.
Halloween?
I cannot name another.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Three pops.
He doesn't have a Mount Rushmore. He's one short. What would you go for number four?
I really can't think of any others, but there was one where it was two people's names with an "and" in the middle.
Tom and Jerry?
No.
Frankie and Johnny?
Benny and June.
I like where you guys are going with this.
Bob and Tom?
No.
Bill and Ted's.
Turner and Hooch.
That was it. He was the dog in Turner and Hooch.
We did it together.
He was an amazing, versatile actor. Where is the Don or Dan or Don Nielsen? What's your name, Dan?
Dan Nielsen.
Dan Nielsen.
Danny.
I got it right. And where are you from, Dan?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Woo! Charleston.
Yeah. Go Bucks.
Did you... And so you made the trip here for the show, or?
No.
Okay, because sometimes we say, where are you from? People say where they're originally from. Bless you, whoever sneezed over there. Unless it was a cough, and in that case, fuck you. okay, Dan, what do you do for a living?
I work at the Volvo plant.
You work at the what plant?
Volvo.
Waldo?
Volvo the car.
Oh, Volvo. Is that how it's pronounced? Volvo? Okay. I'm always saying Volvo, but now that you mention it, everyone looks at me in disgust when I do. I'll say Volvo from now on.
Volvo.
Volvo.
Say it 5 times fast.
No.
Okay.
All right, Dan, what do you got? What's your suggestion? You wrote to me on Twitter. You're confident you could help us out today.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Oh!
That's a great one.
Love it. Love it. In a comedy club.
I mean, do we just straight up play Steve Martin, or do you want a second name?
Maybe we'll get a second and decide.
Oh. Hmm. All right. Where is Buck Nunga? Oh, that guy I was talking to earlier.
There could be another one, though.
I didn't say Buck Nunga 2. We're talking straight up original Buck Nunga. And Buck Nunga, a.k.a. Rish, wrote to me and said that he has a suggestion for a Last Man Stanton, a Last Mash Stanton, which is two names that link up as one name. What's that suggestion?
Kevin James Franco.
Wait a minute. How does that work? They're both in the movie?
Yeah, only movies. With both James. Kevin James and James Franco. And you're the only contestant playing, Mark. Go.
I think it's just Platoon, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only one. So let's keep a hat on it, because we're going to play this game. All right, so we've got Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got Kevin James.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got... Jimmy Franks.
So you can name a movie with any of those three? That's a...
I feel like we gotta go Martin, because Kevin James, it's like, it's all mall cop. And Franco, every movie's the same. They're all, you know, pothead and dick jokes with Seth Rogen. No offense, but...
You do tell a lot of dick jokes.
I don't think James Franco's gonna be bothered at all by that. Feels like his life is gonna be pretty business as usual.
You know, he speaks five languages.
He probably doesn't listen to podcasts. He speaks five languages.
Speaks five languages.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah, he does a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's busy.
Good looking guy.
All right, we don't have to do
it. All right.
Did he die too? Let's spell James Franco.
Fern Gully.
Okay.
Yeah, I started with the Franco. Sorry.
Listen, the people came out today to see a really brutal head-to-head competition of movie trivia. So I say we allow all three of those names.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
St- Steve Martin, Kevin James, James Franco. I'll play along, but I don't have a lifeline. Each of you can go to the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once. And please let me know when you want to go to them, because it gets confusing when that person just starts yelling stuff out. I think it's a heckler, and I get them removed. That's never happened. But Justin gets to go first. We'll flip the order around from which way we were going before. So it'll go Justin, Dave, me, and then you, Mark.
All right.
All right. So yeah, three titles will be gone by the time it gets to you. Good luck. We'll do one each. Justin, start us off.
Pineapple Express.
Who's in that?
Kevin James.
Dave?
The Jerk.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. We're going to go all the way back to the beginning, are we?
It's a challenge.
I'm in. I like it. I'm not absolutely positive what his next movie was, but I do know that Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
That was one of mine.
That's all I'm here for is take away yours.
Yep.
Going to ruin it for you, Mark.
All right.
What do you got?
I will go with Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh, I wish I would have. I forgot that you already blew that one. All right.
Sounds
you
like
just, you just blarted it out earlier.
Yep.
Yeah, good luck remembering what the sequel's called. Justin?
We'll do Spring Breakers.
Oh, wow, yes. Nobody saw that.
Yeah, he's that way too soon.
Yeah.
Nobody will admit it to their friends and family.
I'm just
like
thinking
that
with
movie. It's creepy. It's my turn.
I'm sorry.
No, it's your turn. Which one?
I'm going to try and do his... I don't know if we were right about the first two films, but I know this is back there somewhere. The Lonely Guy.
The nice, Lonely Guy was nice. Was one of the older ones, but it was definitely way past the first few.
Fuck. Mm-hmm.
He made a lot of movies there out of the gate, including The Man with Two Brains.
Ah, come on! Damn it! All right. Yeah,
he made three movies with the great Carl Reiner.
Yeah. I'm going to go with L.A. Story.
Ah, good one. Yeah, interesting.
A hot Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah, she played Sandy with two E's and a star over one of the E's.
Yes.
Justin.
We'll do Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Nice. One of my faves.
That scene where Steve Martin has to go to the bathroom and then clearly just pees his pants.
Yes.
Yeah, where's the cork on the fork?
Very funny, yeah. Dirty, rotten S. Dave? Yeah, I know shorthand. Dave?
All of me.
Mm-hmm. Beck and Bull. Classic
down the sidewalk in that movie was fucking hysterical when he first became half woman.
Yeah, well, I got to revisit that again because he and Lily Tomlin both do amazing comedy work in that movie. Okay, I'm gonna go with, speaking of amazing comedies, I'm gonna go with The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Nice. I enjoyed that.
Okay.
All right.
I'm on your team. I liked it.
A lot of people didn't like it. I liked it.
Yeah. You're a fan of death and its inevitability.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I die every night. Let's see.
Just a little bit.
Twice tonight.
Yeah. That's what I was.
Come on, you guys. Tickets are available. That's why I mentioned it.
All right. I'm gonna go. Is it me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with. The Interview.
Yeah, the movie that ultimately did not end up making that much money because it just never really got a real release, but I liked it.
Wait for it. All right. right. Sorry. Sorry.
Wait
couldn't help
for it.
I had a fart. I had a microphone.
Why do we have to wait
Speaking
for
of release,
it.
Oh my God.
Yes, yeah. That was a limited release. Sorry.
Is that why you braced me for a moment?
Yes, yes. I felt
but
it
then
brewing.
There was a delay, so I was just like, all right, Mark's just very handsy.
Yeah. Sorry, Doug. I know it's a classy show.
It was. Those days are gone. Justin?
I will do a cheaper by the dozen.
Oh!
Don't tell the farter that.
One was enough. Oh, wait a second. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Parenthood.
Yeah.
Ah, man, one of his best movies.
Yeah, it truly is.
Him and Hulse.
Yes, Big Hull.
Together.
Yeah.
Is it Tom or
I'm
Tim?
I'm so... What?
Steve.
It's
Steve.
Tom Hulse.
Tom, sorry, oh, right. Sorry. Damn it, I'm blanking.
I love that I get to say this. Because no trivia contest will ever be won with these words. Cheaper by the dozen, too.
Oh, man. That's not the full title.
Yeah, it is.
All right. All right, this is a goddamn Hail Mary here. I don't even know.
Well, you should go to your lifeline if you're really going to say something that's incorrect. Save that one for later, maybe.
Yeah.
I'd keep it, you know, maybe it'll get verified.
Oh, wait, I got it. I got a different one. It just popped in.
Good.
All right.
good, because we're tired of things popping out.
Yeah. All right, I'll go with Bowfinger.
Yes.
Come on. Come on. Get out of here.
You did it.
Yes, I'm back.
Justin?
Oh. It's my turn?
Isn't it?
How about that Pink Panther?
What?
The Pink Panther.
Yeah. Dave? That Pink Panther.
Roxanne.
Roxanne. Roxanne.
Oh! Yeah.
Nice.
Masterful modern day version of
Cyrano
de Bergerac. Yeah, that movie is really good.
A very young Kevin Nealon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That weird scene where they try to attack him with a tennis racket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he fucks them up.
Oh.
Him and another comedian named Rich Seidner play those guys.
And yeah. Damon Wayans is in that.
They got in the firehouse is Damon Wayans, Max
Fred
Alexander.
Yeah.
There's another
Daniel Stern?
Another comic.
No.
I know. Rick Rossovich, but there's another comedian in there.
Rick Ross?
But anyway. No, Rick Rossovich. okay, so you said Roxanne?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have to say the Pink Panther 2.
Oh, come on! What are you doing to us? Oh, God. Trying to think.
It's back to you, Mark.
Steve Martin was ever in a war film.
He had to fight a pretty big battle in Roxanne. But
yeah, all right.
Personal, more personal battle.
Yes, good point. All right.
Maybe a Kevin James film.
Yeah.
Or a Jimmy Franco.
Kevin James stinks. Let me see. I'll go with Reesh. I got to go Reesh.
Reesh, what do you got?
The Disaster Artist.
Wow. Yes, sounds like my ex.
She drew a picture of you?
Yes. She liked to paint me.
Justin?
All right, how about this small, tiny film called Little Shop of Horrors?
Oh!
Wow.
Man! Good
that was
call.
Great. Love
good
that one.
Call.
Yeah, that's what I call Mark's ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Dave?
Movie I liked a lot called The Spanish Prisoner.
Yes, The Spanish Prisoner. David Mamet?
Yikes.
All right, so here's your chance to stay in the game, Mark, because you're pretty shaky right now, right?
Oh, very shaky. I'm like Michael J.
Out.
Fox.
I'm going to help you out.
All right.
Father of the Bride 2.
Yes! Yes! Good call. Good call. Father of the Bride. Thank you, Doug. I'll never fart again.
The rule of thumb is if it's a Steve Martin movie you don't think is good, there are sequels.
I think we left this one hanging up. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Yeah, but
Paul Blart
there's
2?
More words.
Oh, well then instead what I'm going to go with is my lifeline. Aaron Plane.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Come on.
We suck. We suck. That's an amazing movie.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with a terrible one now called Mixed Nuts.
Yeah.
Nora Ephron.
Yeah. And
yeah, it had a great cast, but.
Yeah, yes. Oof. Adam Sandler.
Liev Schreiber.
Yeah. No. That one didn't work out so good. Okay, I'll do it. Mixed Nuts too. Man, I hate to do this to you guys. But here comes the boom.
If you pull out, like, I think I got one in my back pocket here. And if you use it, I'm going to kill myself.
Your
what's,
turn.
What's your answer?
Wait, what about you?
It's your turn. He didn't get the pun.
I don't think it was a pun. I just said, here comes the boom.
Is that a movie?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of it.
Well, you're a big Kevin James fan, clearly.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm glad I haven't heard of it. All right. I'm going to go with... Shop Girl.
Oh, nice.
I told you I was gay. Woo, that was terrifying. I didn't know if it was only in the book.
Justin.
I... now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Yes!
Oh! Well done. Well done. Well done. Good call.
If I say one that someone said already, am I out or do I get another?
No, we'll say somebody said that already.
Okay.
Yeah.
I now pronounce you... No. I'll say Hitch.
Hitch, yeah.
Nobody said that?
Oh, nice.
Nobody said that.
Nice, nice.
Okay, you ready, Mark?
No.
I think you are. I think you're ready to go next after me after what I'm about to say.
Oh, I can't wait. Lay it on me, fatty. Come on.
Now I can't think of what it's called.
Ah!
All right, let me think of another one.
Oh, I think I got one.
Oh, you do?
I think I got one.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I might have the wrong title.
I'm glad. I'm glad you've got one. True story.
Steve Franco. Martin. Oh, Franco.
Yeah.
All right.
L.A. story was Steve
Martin. I don't know True Story.
What's True Story?
You know, it's one where Jonah Hill is a journalist and he talks to James Franco, who's in prison, and he writes his story and he gets in a bunch of trouble.
What was the movie that David Byrne made? Was that called True Story also?
True Stories.
Mmm.
Not the sequel.
This is another Hail Mary here.
I think you got this, dude.
I don't know.
I think you do.
I'm going to give it a whirl here.
Come on, you got this. I just need you to last one more round because I thought of the one that I'm going to help you with later.
All right, all right. I don't know if this is the right title, but I think it's Bringing Down the House.
That sounds right.
Oh!
Nice.
I saw that in the theater.
Nice.
Justin?
The Zookeeper.
Oh, yes! Oh, good.
The Zookeeper.
Good. That was the
Dr.
one.
Dr. Doolittle without the PhD. He talks to the animals.
Dave, what's your confidence level?
Oh, here we go. He's trying to measure the confidence level of his lifeline. All right, I'm going to go with,
let's hear what Dave's got.
Three amigos.
Ah!
How did we miss that one?
I had that one chambered. Oh, I forgot about it.
Holy shit, I totally forgot.
Three
James Franco.
I love that movie.
God. Well, we might as well just clean it up right now. I'll go with two amigos. No, three amigos. Great job,
Holy
dude.
Holy shit.
That one is right there.
How did we miss it?
I am going to help you out, Mark. Because I'm going to say... Grown-ups 2.
Nicely done. Grown-ups! This is all pure luck. I shouldn't be in this long.
Yeah, that's why you picked that seat.
I had no idea.
All right, I'm going to help you out, Dave.
Oh!
Hitch 2.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
All right, just Hitch.
That's
then.
Not a thing.
All right, Hitch.
Unless you're thinking about Aladdin.
We got Hitch. Hitch was done.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to say Spider-Man.
There you go. Oh, shit.
That's
good
right.
Call. Good
That's
call.
That's right.
Harry Osborn.
Dave.
Is it a full title situation?
It might be.
Sergeant Bilko.
Oh, shit. Damn, that was impressive.
Nicely done, Spider-Man 2.
Ah!
There's no full title.
Dick.
Mark?
You've got this.
Oh, I love it.
People have confidence in you. You can do it.
Spider-Man 3.
Yes!
Oh, I've never lasted this long, which I've never said before.
Justin.
All right.
You got more?
Dude.
It's three different actors who all have been in 50 things each.
Jesus H. All right.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Oh, good call. All right, Davey.
Yeah.
You got this.
The player.
Oh. What? Are you just saying that because that movie has a lot of cameos in it?
No.
I think you are. Which player. One's in the player?
All three.
All right, Dave's out.
Good job.
Sorry, Dave.
It's a great try. The player was a unique twist because usually it's JFK.
I'm so pissed.
Yeah, you twisted it up nice. I'm going to go with Looney Tunes back in action.
Now, how are you 100% on that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. I got to just throw out a maybe here.
Okay.
Because I'm out of real ones.
Well, we're almost out of time anyway, so it's perfect.
Right. I will say... Knocked Up, cameo.
One person clapping. Maybe that person's just pregnant.
Oh, I got
two. Got a second clap.
Oh, the
clap.
Volvo.
What, like I'd imagine Kevin James might be in like some of that footage where she works for E! In the movie.
Oh, yeah. Get laid tonight. Woo! Oh, man. Thank God you're here, sir.
That was a real life example of the single clap actually leading.
Yeah. Yes.
You were the only
actually
one,
leading
man.
A single yes. social change.
Yeah. I've had the clap.
All right, Justin.
Oh man, this.
Wait, where is that guy? Let's give him a fucking donut.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Just a single donut.
Who did that? Who? You? Right.
Glasses. Yeah.
All right. Oh, whose turn is it?
Mine.
Go, Justin.
Man, this is so much fun. When are we going to start recording? Oh.
That's a long title.
You know what else is a long thing?
No, do tell.
127 hours.
Oh!
So mad at myself.
Well done.
Academy Award nomination, I
wow.
believe.
Wow.
That's also my favorite song in Rent. Go ahead.
I thought you... Oh, well. I didn't think you had a leg to stand on. Oh, he ate his arm off.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Ah, forget it. You got the right to bear arms. Ah, oh, fuck. All right.
Dave?
The player.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're out.
No.
But thank you. Just keep guessing that wrong answer every time I get to you. That'll make it easier for me. I got to go with the sequel to Knocked Up. It's not the sequel, but it's called Baby Mama.
Who was Wait
in,
a minute.
James Franco's in that?
Steve Martin's in Baby Mama with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Is he, though?
He sure is.
All right.
Do you think I'd say it if he wasn't?
Well, let's see what single clap has to say about it.
All right.
He's clap happy as fuck. Mark?
Yeah, we are finally
at the end of the road?
This could be it. I'll just take another
You
want to
do your plugs
shot.
Real quick?
Yeah, please.
What do you got? What do you got coming up?
I got a bunch of dates. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin.
Ooh, I love that.
Syracuse, Funny Bone, Philly, Helium.
Another great one.
Yeah, shit in my mouth. I can't think of my other ones. Go to marknormancomedy.com and check out my website and dates and Tuesdays with Stories, and praise Allah.
Yeah. I mean, when I said yeah, I meant most of that.
Yeah.
And then what's your guess? Final guess.
Shit, I'll go with, Oh, no, we did that. damn, I thought I had one, but I guess I'll just go with 40-year-old virgin?
No.
I think Steve Martin's in that.
All right, it's just you and me, Justin.
Damn. Do you have one, Doug?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I do now.
Oh, wow. Well, the audience, you guys have a couple, probably.
They sure do.
All right. Damn it. I'm going to kick myself.
It's... Yes, you are, and apparently that lady would like to watch you do it.
Sounds like my ex.
What do you got, Justin?
I think I'm out, but I'm going to go with Paul Blart 2, Keep Scootin'.
Ooh, valiant effort.
I would have gone with the Segway.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, just to show off, I'll do one more, but then I'll declare the winner. I just thought of Steve Martin's in a movie called Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow. Good pull.
And it's complicated.
Good call.
I'm a big Steve Martin fan. All right, so Justin Thompson is our winner.
Well done.
Thank you.
Justin, there's several donuts left in the box. You get it, and you get to decide what to do with it. Justin, don't hand it to Mark unless that's what you've decided to do with it.
I made a pretty easy decision.
It was a quick decision.
Someone else's problem.
We got bacon, we got a Snickers, we got a sesame, we got... Bacon? Who wants a bacon? Somebody wants
I thought
Snickers.
One of you would want to have some donuts later.
This looks one's like literally oozing.
I don't. Yeah,
I can't
get
go
rid
front
of it.
Row.
Get rid of it. Don't make a mess, you guys. Oh, this side's been very neglected over here.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the wall over that guy's head.
Two for two. Wow, that was good.
Somebody said
oh,
something.
Oh,
no. Yelling out answers now. Yeah.
I get it.
Good one.
Novocaine. Well done.
Can we hear others from
I
the
said
audience?
That.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. Yeah, but I was just going to move on because we don't have a lot of time.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, in fact, we're out of time. But Justin, what are your plugs?
Oh, I've got some shows. I'll be in Charlotte, and then I got a monthly show in Atlanta. You should check out. I'll be in Pittsburgh, Nashville. You can check out my Twitter and Instagram. It's Justin F. Thompson. No space. Post about all the stuff there.
Right on.
And I'm going to be on Wheel of Fortune soon. So look.
Whoa! Whoa!
Pat Sajak finally retiring.
Whoa!
We don't have an air date yet. It's just something I'm trying to manifest, so I'm putting that out there here first.
Wow.
I'm going to be on Wheel of
Fortune. People were so happy for you.
Yeah. I know.
That's amazing.
They believe in me, too. That's
Everyone
really nice.
Was as excited as if they got to be on.
Wow.
And you're just fucking around. But good luck with that.
Thanks.
Dave Siegel, Stand Up Dave on Twitter. What else you got?
Up at New York Comedy Club, a bunch in the rest of this month in March. I'll be at Chicago Comedy Bar first weekend of March, whatever that, I think, in 8th, 9th, 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recorded my second album, so that'll be out soon. Stand
Very
Up
cool.
Dave.
Mm-hmm.
At Stand Up Dave.
One more round of applause for all three of my guests. Mark Norman, Justin Thompson, Dave Siegel. The person who Justin was playing for, Aaron. Yeah, Aaron, come get your prizes. We got two bags full of stuff here. Where's Aaron at? Let's make sure these get to Aaron. And pass me your name tag there, Mark.
All right, hang on. Let me
I
put
need
this
yours
box
too.
Down.
I've got something to plug.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see. Thank you.
Thank you. Reesh.
And then, where'd I write it? Oh, there it is. Douglas Movies is back at Zany's in Nashville, April 13th, Saturday, April 13th at 4:20. It's part of the Wild West Comedy Festival.
Woo-wee.
There, yeah. Woo, that's a weird one. I'm going to go ahead and preview this one. All right. and thank you to Good Nights and for all of you guys for coming to Good Nights. It's always so much fun to do this here with you guys. Maybe next time I roll through town, we'll do a stand-up show and get a bunch of you up here so you can see how hard Last Man Stand is when you're on stage. And as always, hangovers are a shithead.
Yeah. The worst.
And my dick is a shithead.
Yeah. Especially after anal.
You know, if the theme song had come in where it was supposed to, we wouldn't have been subjected to that.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eisenbold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in